If you are a resident of Wyoming, a 4 or 5 hour drive to get somewhere may not seem too bad, but if it's that way today, imagine what it was like about 100 years ago. We visit with one of Wyoming's homesteaders next on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
On occasion, you may know that I like digging into our 25-year history of shows here at American Countryside. I'd like to take you back to a lady named Hester Currents, who grew up in the mountains of Wyoming in the teens and 20s. She shared what life was like growing up on a sheep ranch near the town of Tinsleep.
We were only about 1/2 mile from the schoolhouse, so Daddy built a little cubicle off in our one bedroom that he had added on to the house, and that was a teacher's privacy.
Hester's early years were spent tending sheep on the Bighorn Mountains above Tinsleep. Travel was difficult due to the distance and heavy snows in the winter. Sometimes the snows actually helped her get to school.
We could ski from our house down to the schoolhouse because the snow was so deep that you could just start out and keep going.
Some of her most memorable times up on the mountain came on the weekend when the family went to community dances.
Mom would put a big old rock in the oven and get it hot, and Daddy would put straw on the bottom of the sleigh, and we'd all put our feet on the rock and have comforters to cover us up and keep us warm.
Her dad played in the band. The family would stay with another family that night and head back up the mountain the day after the dance. Travel was difficult. A trip to the doctor was a long journey.
We had to go 60 miles to the doctor, and I fell and threw my arm out of joint, and it got set in a curved position, so I had to go to the doctor to get it straightened out. The family that we stayed with was the people that married my parents, and their son took me and got me an ice cream cone, and I never even heard of an ice cream cone before that.
These obstacles of time and distance were something Hester never thought about. She didn't know any different. Looking back, she felt like she had everything she needed.
I never remember being hungry and never remember being without clothes and never remembered being without love in the family.
Traveling the countryside near Tinsleep, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCrae.